A certain gesture is outwardly seen very simple and easy. You bring your hands a little bit above your eyes so that your forehead is within the range of your hands. And then you bring the hands in a half circle in a bow down to your heart, that the hands in a way, or that the heart feels carried by the hands. Yeah? Can let go. Okay, I'm supported from there. And then you just do this half circle back to your head, just to the top of your skull. You arrive and then you come back again. The elbows stay out and you form a sort of plane. Yeah? The arms, they arrive at the heart, at the diaphragm, where the heart actually rests on. And then, calmly, the hands come back. And then, relax. And breathe. Great. So, what can we now detect in it? Look, in a way, this bow connects two worlds. The world of the head, yeah? The clarity of the head connected to the wisdom of the stars. And this very tender and carefully connects or looks down to the world of the heart. And those two, head and heart, yeah, are embraced by this gesture. And when you are so different as head and heart is, yeah, nerves and blood, you must do it really carefully that the heart does not feel hurt. Hurt. But on the contrary, feels heard. And when the arms come up, in a way you try to develop a consciousness that your head, your skull looks down to the heart and tries to or understands the is completely open to its message. And the heart looks up to how the brain brings the light of the stars in this. It sees a starry sky looking up to the brain. And the brain looking down to the heart experiences, says, what lives in you. Then again, come down to your heart and let go. So it's not actually moving the arms, but it's a bringing about a communication between them two in a very tender and careful way. Having in mind that these two different worlds cannot, it's not a sewing machine, cannot just discuss with each other directly. It's need an intermediation, which in a way reflects again the roundness of the cosmos, which makes things round. So have again this quality that it's about them too, but the roundness, the wisdom of the cosmos, or something third, a third quality comes in, which enables, or which makes possible, or which leads what's going on in a way that this becomes possible. Someone is caring for their understanding. So you can, in a way, look in the movement, in the half circle, and have this story about, and you can look who is carrying helpful forces, and when we do this again, just have this process which takes place in mind, the head so openly looking down, and then this process of care, of warmth, and allow yourself to experience it as if it would be cared for from many, many different angles. And again, feel your heart cared, and when this works, this can work. And one last aspect, who brings this movement about? That the caring forces can use it as their intermediate, as their sphere where they can bring their warmth, their love to this process. Then let's just look to our wing system, and especially to the wings of our back, the rear wings. And when you just turn the hands in a way that the back of the hands looks backwards a little bit, and you feel the back, the shoulder blades, the neck, it's not so difficult to make your arms rise as if they wouldn't weigh anything. And let them sink weightlessly. And if you get stuck, just help them a little bit or find out what can it do in the body. Everything is allowed. We're just trying to bring this. And down there, the arms, the wings are nearly a little bit crossing. If you think them longer, the feathers of the wings are crossing, and then they're becoming wide. And the arms are just part of them. They are in them. They are brought along by them. They sense them. And then again, let them sink as weightlessly as possible. And every attempt is enough. I tried to do it. That's what counts. And now, when you have practiced a little bit to sense that you can move these wings, maybe you can just imagine that as before, the wings are down there and the big feathers at the very top are a little bit crossed down there. And then, remembering the counter currents, you start with the hands a little bit above your forehead, and then you start concentrating on your wing system. And slowly you let the wings becoming wide and rise. And you try that with the wings going up, the hands are brought down. And now they are up, maybe crossed a little bit, and then you make them wide, let them sink. And with the arms you wait until you feel that the wings are doing their job. And then when they are down there, the hands up. And then let go. Saturn is bringing head and heart into conversation through this round gesture, inviting warmth and process, supporting forces into this realm, and your wing system supporting that the movement can take place. I invite you to sit down and to relax. How do you feel now? What do you perceive in your body? The arms had to do quite a lot today. We were bending them, we were pressing them. They had to go up and down. How do they feel like now? And do they feel similar or different as mine do? Is one arm bigger than the other? How do you perceive your feet? How present are they in your perception? Where do you experience warmth processes, and where do you experience this light and liveliness processes? And how do you perceive the space in your chest, your space for breathing, the space for your inner sun?